Welcome to Torah Timachat Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Sefer Nechemiah, Perek Hei. Perek Hei seems to interrupt the flow of the wall-building narrative to tell us about the dire economic straits of many Jews at that time. There seem to be several different circumstances that cause people to become destitute and need to take desperate measures to feed themselves and their families. This is described in the first four psukim of the Perek. Pasuk Aleph, Now the cry of the people and their wives was great about their brothers, the Jews. There were some who were saying, our sons and our daughters, and we are many. Now we shall buy corn and eat and live. And there were some who were saying, our fields and our vineyards and our houses we shall pledge, so that we shall buy corn for the hunger. V'yesh asher omrim, lavinu kesef l'midat ha-melech, stotenu v'ukramenu. And there were some who were saying, we have borrowed money for the king's tax on our fields and our vineyards. Malbim helps us clarify the complaints of each group of people. He explains that those who mention their sons and daughters are speaking about current issues of owning no land and having no money to buy food to the extent that they had to sell their children into slavery. Those who did own land, described in Pasuk Gimel, were forced to pledge their fields as collateral in order to buy food as they could not support themselves from the produce of the land due to the famine happening at the time. Pasuk Dalet describes people who were already impoverished and pledged their land the previous year before the current famine due to the heavy taxes imposed by the king. As Pasuk Aleph states, the complaints of all the poor and destitute were directed to their fellow Jews, those who were prosperous enough to provide support to their brethren. It seems in Pasuk Hei that these wealthy Jews, rather than giving tzedakah to the poor, exploited them through taking their land and enslaving their children. V'ata kibsar achenu b'sarenu, kivneham banenu, v'hine anachnu kovshim et banenu v'et benotenu la'avadim, v'yesh mi benotenu nichbashot v'en l'el yadenu ustotenu ukramenu la'achirim. And now, like the flesh of our brethren is our flesh, like their children are our children, and behold, we are subjecting our sons and daughters to slavery, and some of our daughters are already subjected, and we have no power, and others have our fields and vineyards. Nehemiah's immediate reaction is anger. After consulting with himself, he utilizes the same passion he produced in galvanizing the people to build the walls to chastise them for treating the poor in this way, allowing them to remain destitute, enslaving them, and taking their land. In Pasuk Chet, he describes the process of how those who originally returned with Zerubbabel sacrificed their wealth in order to redeem Jews who were enslaved as captives to idolaters from the time of the exile. How could they then enable the reselling of Jewish people to idolaters once again? The people are unable to respond. The Pasuk reads, V'omra lehem anachnu kaninu et achinu hayudim hanim karim lagoyim kedevanu v'gam atem timkaru et acheichem v'nimkaru lanu. And I said to them, we brought our Jewish brethren who were sold to the nations with as much as we could afford, and you too will sell your brethren, and they will be sold to us. And they remained silent and could not find no answer. He concludes the rebuke portion of his speech in Pasuk Tet. V'omer lo tov hadavar asher atem osim, halo b'yirat elokeinu telechu mecherpat hagoyim oyveinu. So I said, the thing you are doing is not good. Is it not so that you will go with the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? Malbim explains that not only is what you are doing in and of itself not good, as it goes against the Torah and God, but you are also opening yourselves up to chastisement from the nations. They will say you have no faith or law and call you the despised of God. Nehemiah then pivots from rebuke to offering a solution. He admits that he too had lent these people money. He offers that he will forgive the loan and urges all the nobles present to also forgive the loans that they have given to the poor and destitute. The people duly repent, and everyone agrees that they will forgive the loans and return the land. Nehemiah calls over the Kohanim, and they all make an oath to carry out this loan forgiveness program and return the land to its rightful owners. Nehemiah then adds a performative act to symbolize this momentous occasion, as written in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Gam chatzni na'arti ve'omra kacha yina'er ha'alokim et kol ha'ish asher lo yakim et ha'davar hazeh mi beito u'migiyo V'kacha yia na'ur v'reik v'yomru kol ha'kahal amen v'halalua tashem v'yas ha'am kadavar hazeh. I also shook out my garment and said, so shall God shake out any man who does not fulfill this matter. From his house and from his toil, so shall he be shaken out and empty. Then the entire congregation said, amen, and they praised the Lord, and the people did according to this word. Rav Yosef Chaim ben Eliyahu, the Ben Ishchai, cites this pasuk as a possible source for tashlich, when we shake out our sins into the water. Many mefarshim cite the end of this pasuk, and they praise the Lord, as proof that the people made this oath willingly and with joy. We have now seen Nehemiah's ability to motivate the people to engage in dangerous physical labor with building the wall, and now we see how he succeeds to inspire them to adhere to the Torah and treat the poor with kindness and compassion. Beginning in pasuk Gedalid until the end of the parak, Nehemiah gives us some details about how he performed his duty as governor of Judea and the thought he put into his leadership. We also get a sense of the scope of his leadership. Pasuk Yud-Dalet reads, Gam miyom asher tziva oti liot pecham be'eretz Yehuda mishnat esrim ve'ad shnat shloshim ushtayim la'artachshasta ha-melech shanim shtem esrei ani v'achai lechem ha-pecha lo achalti. Also, since the day that he commanded me to be a governor in the land of Judea, from the 20th year until the 32nd year of King Artaxasta, 12 years, my brethren and I have not eaten the food allotted to the governor. Nehemiah spent 12 years in Judea before returning to Persia. We will find at the end of the Sefer that he returned again to Judea after some time, but we have very little details about that era. Malbim explains that the opening word gam also means that not only did he do good things for the poor, but he also did not place undue burdens on the rich. This is why they were willing to listen to him. Mitzudat David explains that he could have demanded that they provide money for him to pay for his food, the food allotted to the governor, but he did not. He goes so far as to compare himself in the next pasuk to previous governors. V'hapachot harishonim asher lefanai hichbidu al ha'am v'yikhu mihem b'lechem v'yayin achar kesef shekalim arba'im gam na'areham shaltu al ha'am v'ani lo asiti ken mipnei yirat elokim. But the early governors, who were before me, burdened the people and took from them for bread and wine above 40 silver shekels. Also, their servants ruled over the people. But I did not do that because of the fear of God. If you remember, in our introduction to the Sefer from Perek Aleph, we quoted the Gemara for why Nehemiah is referred to as Ezra until the advent of the printing press. We explained that Nehemiah was punished for his pridefulness, and therefore his Sefer was not called by his name. That was based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which quotes two psukim from our current parak. The first proof, which we mentioned in the introduction, is from the last pasuk in our parak, where Nehemiah asks to be remembered for the good. The second proof is from this pasuk. The Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, Nehemiah was punished because he spoke in denigration of his predecessors. As it is stated, but the former governors who were before me placed burdens upon the people and took from them for bread and wine beyond 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants ruled over the people, but I did not do so due to the fear of God. And he related these disparaging statements even about Daniel, who was greater than he was. After listing more of his accomplishments and his own personal expenditures, the parak concludes with the verse we referenced above and in the intro. Zachrali Elokai Latova, Kol Asher Asiti Al Ha'am Hazeh. Remember for me, my God, for good, all that I did for this people. While Nehemiah certainly did not lie about or even exaggerate about his activities and sacrifices for his people, Chazal seemed to understand that he carried things a bit too far in his recounting of all he did and comparing himself to his predecessors. While a good leader inspires and accomplishes, we must always remember that humility is also a key component to great Jewish leadership. The next parak returns to the narrative concerning the building of the wall. This shir is dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudas Bas Gedalyahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.